Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a very interesting and thought-provoking question. And this question is concerned with a topic under the general heading of Islamic medicine. You know, Islam is one of those religions that is very comprehensive. It has rules regarding every single detail of life, you know, and that's because we consider the actions, the words, and even the silence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his successors, the Imams alayhi wasallam, to be a hujjat and to be binding upon us. And they were normal people, right? You were human beings, you know, and, you know, as human beings, they lived normal lives like human beings. And so they were dealing with normal problems of human beings. And, you know, they encounter problems that we encounter. And, you know, their responses to these, you know, events in their lives, you know, can serve as models for us. One of those, you know, events is, you know, the phenomenon of getting ill and, you know, seeking a remedy for it. And you know, so this, you know, leads to the birth of Islamic medicine. And, you know, this is a very vast topic. You know, in the past, you know, it was more, unfortunately, today in current times, it has, its importance has waned in the face of, you know, modern medicine. But, you know, in the past, it was a very elaborate and very detailed subject. The question that we want to ask today is this: whether there was something in the era of the Imams alayhi wasalam or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam called surgery. And if there was, what was the opinion of these people, the Imams or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, regarding this topic? Before we get to the main answer regarding this, we can say that the Imams and the Prophet, they were not opposed to referring to a physician or a doctor in order to seek a cure for one's ailment. In fact, they even gave permission to their followers to refer to non-Muslim doctors for, you know, for treating their ailments and their ills. For example, Imam Bakr alayhi salam was once asked if it was permissible to refer to a Christian or a Jewish physician or doctor, and they gave permission, you know, to their followers to do so, and said that there's no problem in this because, you know, the physician or the doctor is simply a means. The actual cure and remedy is in the hands of God. A similar hadith has been related from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the same topic, and it's a very similar tradition. At the same time, nevertheless, there are certain riwayat, certain traditions, which kind of allude to the fact that surgery specifically was something that was not approved of as a first choice by the Prophet in the Ahlul Bayt in general. Regarding this, a very specific tradition has been related from the Holy Prophet, right? This tradition states that the Prophet was aware of surgery, but he disapproved of it, and he didn't, you know, he didn't want, his followers to take resort to this form of the remedy of ailments. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at surgery as a means, as a legitimate means of the remedy of ailments. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.